590 KFNS Wood River, St. Louis. 590 The Fan.
In your Easter bonnet, with all the frills upon it, you'll be the grandest lady in the Easter parade. I'll be all in clover, and when they look you over, I'll be the proudest fellow in the Easter parade. On the Avenue, Fifth Avenue, photographers will snap us, and you'll find that you're in the rotogravure. Oh, I could write a sonnet about your Easter bonnet and of the girl I'm taking to the Easter parade.
Welcome back, a little Easter music. Happy Easter to everybody. The Easter Bunny is on his way. He's already came into KFNS 590 The Fan Midwest Outdoor Studios here in the bunker. The Easter Bunny struck last night. Maddie G have Easter baskets. What a great weekend. It's time to talk a lot more turkey hunting, like we haven't been talking turkey hunting. But the April issue of Midwest Outdoors Magazine is out. And on the line with us this morning from the bunker, we went out and grabbed the editor of Midwest Outdoors Magazine, Mr. Mark Strand. Good morning, Mark. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Raymond. Happy to be on the show.
Glad you're here during our little Easter celebration. I hope you get a whole basket full of eggs, my friend.
I am too, and my dog was pointing the Easter bunny this morning.
That's even better. What do we got going on in the April issue of Midwest Outdoors Magazine? And also let our listeners know how they can subscribe to the magazine. Oh, while I got you on, I found it real interesting. A snook store out in West County has Midwest Outdoors Magazine on the shelf, on the bookshelf in the store. And also, our friend Ralph Duren told me that he saw him on a shelf in Columbia and in Jefferson City. So Midwest Outdoors Magazine is becoming available here within the Midwest. Midwest Magazine, thus. But in Missouri, that's really cool.
We are penetrating Missouri, and that's a really good thing. Long time in coming, far overdue. And if you love, and it doesn't matter, you can be a specialist in certain aspects of hunting, certain aspects of fishing, and you're going to find what you want in Midwest Outdoors Magazine because we have so many pages. But in this April issue, we are talking about, let's talk morel mushroom hunting.
Yes.
We discovered a guy named Alex Babich, and this guy literally devotes his life to picking morel mushrooms. He is actually a professional morel mushroom picker. In other words, he has 100-pound days where he fills multiple large coolers with morels, and he decided that he likes us, and he's going to teach our readers what he does to find morel mushrooms. And this is the first of more than one story you're going to see from Alex Babich, the finding the mother lode of morels.
That's awesome. I'd like to follow him around for a day.
I know. I think we need to do like a video with him where he teaches us, and then we just keep it as our secret video. We don't show it to anybody.
What else you got in the magazine? You got a lot of turkey stuff. You always have good fishing stuff, but you know I lean a little bit toward the turkey stuff. Tell us about some of the turkey stuff.
Yeah, well, my favorite piece in here about turkey hunting is actually a story called Calling is Everything by this field editor guy named Ray I. As you always point out, a little bit of controversy comes associated with your declaration that calling is everything. But for those of us who have hunted with you and have seen it happen, we don't have any questions but that you are right about that. And regardless of what you think about the value of woodsmanship versus calling or whatever, read that story by Ray I in the April issue called Calling is Everything.
Oh, you know, we got another turkey article, and I find it really interesting. We took a gentleman from the Hawaiian island off the Kona coast, brought him to the Missouri Ozarks, and turned him loose. And with his turkey hunting skills from the big island of Hawaii, he comes to Missouri and takes a Missouri Ozark bird. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, so that's our mutual friend. You were friends with him before you introduced him to me, and that his name is John Sabati, J-O-N, John Sabati, and he is the man in Hawaii for turkey hunting. But when you get his perspective on what it's like to come to the Ozark Mountains and hunt turkeys, that very much worth reading that story as well. He talks about how he got his bird. He talks about his impressions of the area, and he's just a good writer too. So it's a really fun story to read. And then we've also got, we started a series of objective gear reviews in Midwest Outdoors. So this is not the kind of thing where it's kind of a rehashing of news releases from companies. This is where we basically talk about our favorite pieces of turkey hunting equipment in the April issue. And associated with that, Ray, you did three separate videos on various aspects of calling, and then you come right out and tell us specifically which turkey calls are your current favorites. And so in addition to the print story where we get into the start of the turkey hunting gear review, on MidwestOutdoors.com, we have a gear review all about turkey calls from Ray I. It's multimedia. You go in there, you get to hear and see how to use these calls, and you get to hear from Ray I which calls specifically does he like best. So that is really awesome stuff.
And something I also included in that is that you had actually asked me to do was how to tune a box call. And, you know, every year guys bring me their box calls. Every hunt, somebody hands me their box call. I got to tune their box call. I'm like,
yeah,
my brother,
me.
You know, how many years have I been hunting with my little brother? Have you not learned how to tune your box call yet?
I know, but there's something really cool about and the one that I got from you this year, it actually says right in Sharpie, hand-tuned by Ray I.
Yes,
so I'm going to look at that every time just for good luck.
Yeah, and that's a Legends of the Outdoors box call you have there, my friend.
Yeah, and listen, for anybody who's looking for an absolutely phenomenal box call, and you might think that you got to spend like $100, $200, because these good wooden box calls are getting more and more expensive all the time. But this call is made by Cedar Hill Game Calls. It's the Legends of the Outdoors Hall of Fame Signature Series box call, $39, and it sounds like $1 million.
That's a good call. What else you got in April issue, Marky?
Well, we do so much fishing, as you know, and if you're into the start of open water fishing here in the Midwest, walleyes, bass, panfish, striped bass, etc., it is loaded with, we have a certain style in Midwest Outdoors where it's easy to understand. You don't have to know the definition of the terms ahead of time, etc. We have a great roster of writers. So regardless of what you like to fish for in the month of April in the Midwest, you are going to find it in this issue. It's one of our best fishing issues that we've ever had, but I'm like you in that I tend to focus on the turkey hunting stuff this time of year.
And what happens to us is that the day length increases and we start getting more involved into turkeys and turkey hunting. We're just like gobbler.
I know, and the part of our brain that's responsible for being responsible gets kind of unhooked.
You know, my dad used to tell me, he says, "It's a good thing, son, you're not a gobbler. You'd be the first one at the check station."
Exactly. You're running right to the first call.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I can't say it enough times that it's a great value. Midwest Outdoors costs $14.99 for a year, so you get a
yes,
big, thick issue every month delivered to your mailbox. And it is, you're going to find stuff that you like. If you like hunting and fishing, and we appreciate being able to talk about it on your show, Ray, this is just something that we're very proud of. We're passionate about putting it out. And it reflects what else we're doing with our podcast and our television show and our social media and everything else. And we just think you're going to love it. So we encourage you to pick up a copy and read it.
Yeah, tell them how to get information so they can subscribe, have it shipped to their house.
Yeah, thanks. So if you go on MidwestOutdoors.com, you can just click on the magazine section and find, and you can subscribe right there online, or you can call toll free at 1-800-606-3474.
Awesome. Well, appreciate you coming back on the show and give us the information on the April issue. Always good to have you on. Won't be too long, too many weeks. You should be making that journey down to the Ozarks, and we're going to spend a little time on a big Ozark ridge.
I can't wait. My truck is already aiming in that direction as we sit here.
All right, Mark. Well, this is good information. I'll have to read my stuff and see what I wrote to you guys.
Well, yes, because each month you have something good to say, and we go not only about turkey hunting, but you continue to talk about other types of hunting throughout the year. So if people have not read Midwest Outdoors magazine and they haven't seen the depth of your knowledge on other phases of hunting, it's really worth it. All by itself, it's worth it to get the Ray I articles.
Flattery will get you everywhere. Well, thank you, Mark. Have a great weekend and a happy Easter with your family, and watch out for that Easter bunny.
Thank you, and happy Easter to you and everybody at the station. Thanks, Ray.
All right. That was Mr. Mark Strand with Midwest Outdoors Magazine. Hey, we need to take a break, pay a few bills. Please support our sponsors. Without our great sponsors on this show, we couldn't be bringing this to you. From our bunker, Midwest Outdoor Studios, this is your host, Ray I. We'll see you all on the other side, baby.
About your Easter bonnet and of the girl I'm taking to the Easter parade.
On the avenue,
we'll take a tour.
Fifth Avenue,
and I am sure the photographers will snap.